Turning your Bibles to Proverbs 11. I'm going to pin myself here. All right. There we go. So Pastor 11, Evan, maybe you can mute people. So Proverbs chapter 11. Look, I'm going to do this quick. We'll get done in good time here. Proverbs, pithy statements that are pregnant with meaning. When I was in Bible college, every day you'd have a different pastor come in or professor, and they would preach. And I guess at least every year, someone would come and preach. And I'm forgetting now. Maybe it's like Psalm 39:3. That it's irrelevant. You could look that up. But there's a verse in the Bible that says something along these lines: "While I was musing, the fire burned." Now, all of them misinterpreted it. They all misread the context, but even in that, the Lord really used that verse in my life. While I was musing, while I the idea of musing there is this inward argument with yourself, this inward complaining to yourself, back and forth, reasoning through an argument. While I was musing, the fire, the passion burned within. And they all applied that verse to meditating on scripture, thinking about scripture, contemplating scripture. And I developed a habit way back then of just taking one verse and just really musing over it. And God would just fill my heart with that truth. So I do that. I regularly do that. And I was meditating on one verse here the other day, and I just wanted to share it with you. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 17. And I'm just going to kind of give you some basic outline points here. I'm not going to develop it. But Proverbs 11, 17 says this: "The merciful man does himself good, but the cruel man does himself harm." So these are simply my musings. Not picking up a commentary, but just walking in the parking lot, spending 45 minutes or so really thinking about this verse deeply. So let me give you some basic grammatical thoughts on it. I usually carry a little Bible with me, so I could read the verse over and over again. Number one, you have a contrast because you have the word "but." You have the merciful man, but the cruel man. So there is a contrast in two ways to live our life, and the Bible often does that: the wise man, the foolish man. And here it's two ways in which we treat people. Each way is going to bring radically different consequences. So put it in the context of your relationship with people. The merciful man does himself good, but the contrast, the cruel man does himself harm. The setting there is the temptation to how we treat people when they provoke us in some way, something that they do to provoke something in us. Do they provoke mercy, or do they provoke cruelty, or you might say anger? So it's the setting is the temptation to anger as opposed to the temptation to mercy. Something they did is drawing out something that's already inside of us. Because you remember Jesus said, Matthew 15, these things all come from within inside of you. So whatever the person on the outside does doesn't dictate how we respond. What dictates how we respond is what's inside of us. The same person could do the same thing to two different people. One person responds in mercy, the other person responds in cruelty. And from my youth anyway, I think there's such a difference between my wife and me, my girls and me. Their thinking is just radically different. And even though there's been this 42 years of sanctification, there's still something within me that if I'm not on my spiritual guard, could respond in the wrong way. It's scary. So you have a contrast between two different people, how they respond when provoked by others, cruelty, anger, or mercy. So those are the two ways. Cruelty, really anger, and it's translated cruelty because anger is cruel. When you are angry with someone, you're being cruel to them. That's what the interpreters are saying. You are our anger to our mates, to our parents, to our children, to our fellow believers, is us being cruel to them. Number four, I have numbers written down here. I didn't really put it in a sermon form. So what is mercy? Mercy is not giving someone that which they deserve. So the implication of that word mercy is that this third person who's unnamed here actually provoked us in a way that was wrong on their part. Because they're being offered mercy by the spiritual person. In other words, they're not giving them what they deserve. They deserve some sort of penalty, but they're being offered mercy instead. So something's been done to you that has been insulting, harmful, irritating, an attack. Responding in mercy means you don't treat them kind and kind. Let me show you. You could play that game. So I would say, what does mercy look like in this context? It looks like patience, somebody brought up. It looks like kindness. It looks like gentleness. It looks like a forgiving spirit. Nike prayed. It looks like love. On the other hand, you have cruelty. Some of you know what I'm talking about here, right? Like this has been in your heart since you've been 4 years old. When your brother or sister took your toy, you just hit them on the head. You didn't ask for it back. So how is cruelty fleshed out? Anger, harshness. You get hot. Maybe you get loud. You have revenge, which is going to be our next topic, by the way, after truthfulness. And it's going to be a really good one. I've been reading and studying. You want to punish them. Your words might be condescending, degrading, cutting. So you have two people. They're provoked in a way that's most likely sinful. That's the implication. And because of that provoking, there's going to be a response that flows out of their hearts. And one of the responses is going to be mercy. In other words, they're going to treat the other person like Jesus treats them. They'll be patient, loving, gentle, forgiving. That doesn't mean there won't be a penalty. Your child's supposed to be home at 9, they come home at 11. There could be a penalty with gentleness, patience, kindness, and love. And that penalty could be severe. Or the other response is cruelty. You take it as a personal attack, and you are going to get them back with your words, with your emotion. Notice also in this verse, the focus of the choice is not how it affects the other person, though it does. But the focus of the choice, and I think very often we miss this, is how it affects us. The merciful man does himself good. The cruel man does himself harm. So it's like, how you respond to injury, you're either going to bless yourself or you are going to shoot yourself in the spiritual foot. So the choices you make in your relationship to others, choices we make, have a profound and direct effect on our lives. I think people miss that. I miss that. How I respond to insult, attack, injury, not only affects the other person, but it affects me. Either I am doing myself good or I'm doing myself harm. How do we do ourselves good? Well, if we respond with mercy, we are building relationships. We have peace. We have joy. If we respond with anger, with cruelty, we are losing relationships. We are tense. We are stressed. It affects our relationship with others. Even those who are like a third party in the situation. I think we all understand that, right? You have a little incident with someone, they do you wrong. You don't respond rightly with mercy, you respond with cruelty. And then you come home and you talk to your mate and your kids and you're yelling at them and you're kicking a dog. Now, notice this. Because Proverbs kind of follows this parallel line here. The two men are characterized by these responses. Notice the merciful man as opposed to the cruel man. So we're not talking here about the guy who usually responds rightly, but this time respond wrongly. We're talking about the character of two men. This man, under the control of the Spirit of God, having tasted of the mercy of God, on the norm, responds to insults and injury rightly, mercifully. Patience, kindness, love, gentleness, forgiveness. This man, on the other hand, very possibly having, I think the implication is having not tasted the mercy of the Lord, tends to respond to personal insult with an eye for an eye. No one does that to me. I'll show you. So they are characterized in this way. Listen, I think we know this about others, but we just don't know it about ourselves. Like, I could assure you, I could say, here's 10 people right here that if I let's say like I didn't plan on it, but I insulted them, I hurt them in some way. These people I know are going to respond mercifully because that's who they are. And yet you get these guys here, and boy, if you know. You better go the extra mile not to cross them because you know how they're going to respond. And it's going to blow the relationship up. And that's the idea here. These two men are characterized by these responses. They're predictable, in other words. Finally, what are we doing to ourselves? Well, when we respond with mercy and all of its attributes, patience, kindness, love, gentleness, we are doing ourselves good. Well, we're doing ourselves good before God, that's certain. We are doing ourselves good with others. We are blessing them. We are honoring God. We are blessing them. And we are giving peace to our own hearts. We're not all tied up in knots. How am I going to get this guy back? How am I going to give him double what he gave me? But when we respond with cruelty, well, then we are doing all kind of self-inflicted wounds, anger, stress, which bring physical problems, cut off relationships, everybody walking on eggshells around us. Anyway, these proverbs, they are wonderful to meditate on. And I took three of them this week. I was going to give you all three, but I took three of them this week, and I just really spent a good amount of time just allowing my soul to sink into their depths and allowing the Spirit of God to really minister to my heart. And I really needed it. I'll be honest, I needed it.